Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, committee working on Ghana's external debt restructuring to hold crunch meeting in Europe this week following China's concerns about debt cut-off date. Also, shares of MTN Ghana on the stock market expected to receive a major boost following the appointment of Stephen Blewett as new chief executive officer of MTN Ghana. We'll hear from a stock analyst. Plus, Ghana Stock Exchange records 5 gainers in November as the equities market continues to perform strongly this year. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwa. Thanks for being with us this morning. Now, shares of MTN Ghana on the stock market are expected to receive a major boost following the appointment of Stephen Blairwood as the new Chief Executive Officer of MTN Ghana. He'll take over from Selim Adadevoh, who has been appointed Chief Commercial Officer of the MTN Group. According to some market watchers, the wealth of experience of the new CEO cannot be overemphasized in maintaining the dominance of the telecom firm in the capital market. Patrick Edamagama is Head of Trading at Republic Securities.
This is a very positive news, and we expect a positive impact on the MTN stock. Mr. Selim Adadevoh has left a legacy that will be championed by the new CEO. So MTN is one of the stocks with the largest shareholding in the country. We expect the market to react to this. This is a strategic move. Stephen has a lot of experience in the region already, so we expect him to bring more and add more to Selim Adadevoh's impact in MTN. We know Selim champions ambition 2025, which is yet to even fully take effect, but this we expect them to add more to it and also lead MTN in terms of the five. So we expect more commitment. The market will be looking closer.
Head of Trading at Republic Securities, Edem Agama. Now, there are five top gainers on the Ghana Stock Exchange in the month of November as the equities market continues to perform strongly this year. According to the summary of market activities, the GSE Composite Index recorded an increase of 44.28 points compared to the previous month, bringing the year-to-date return to 29.71%. Here's more.
The five gainers were led by Ecobank Ghana, with an increase of 18.64% in its share price. Asante Gold, MTN Ghana, Cow and Funmilk also recorded marginal growth in their share prices. Both volume and value traded increased by about 1,009 and 807% respectively compared to the previous month. The GSE Financial Stock Index also gained 17.52 points during the month, reducing the year-to-date loss to 2.71%. On the debt market, the Ghana fixed income market trading volumes increased in the month of November, reaching 12.78 billion, reflecting a 32.1% increase compared to the volumes of the previous month. Long-term government securities transactions constituted 50.3% of market activity.
That was a business desk report. Now, the committee put together by the International Monetary Fund to work on restructuring Ghana's external debt is expected to hold a crunch meeting this week. Here's George Afi with more.
The expected meeting to take place in Europe will even see some senior IMF officials from Washington, D.C., USA, participate in this gathering. Some of the key issues that will come up will be the fresh concern that China has raised about the cut-off date for restructuring Ghana's debts. China wants the IMF to move the date from December 2022 to March 2020 when it comes to restructuring Ghana's debts. However, the IMF initially raised concerns about this because of the impact on the expected timelines to bring Ghana's debts to sustainable levels. It is not clear for now whether the meeting will end with the much-needed letter of comfort being issued by the committee that they have agreed to open discussions on restructuring of Ghana's debts. However, sources say it is likely that the IMF will again review the board meeting date on Ghana's program review and the possible disbursement of some $600 million. This is more of a precautionary measure so that by the time that everything is done between the committee and Ghana, the board can meet on the country. The Official Credit Committee is a grouping that was put together by the IMF and the World Bank under the G20 Common Framework. The committee is co-chaired by France and China, and they are working to review the request of Ghana and other countries that are looking at restructuring their debts.
That was Georgia Fish report. The West Africa Regional Director for CATS International, Apia Kusi Adumako, is advocating the use of mobile money financial statements to be used for legal transactions. The latest payment systems and oversight report from the Bank of Ghana reveals that the mobile money market reached 1 trillion cedis in value last year. According to Adumako, more transactions are being processed on the platform, hence the need for government to consider mobile money financial statements as legal documents for formal transactions.
And so we also need to see what effect and we'll see how Bank of Ghana has also mandated MNOs to also pay to consumers who need their money on the network. And for me, as I said, that mobile money also drives the move of financial inclusion. And I want to use this opportunity to say that the embassies here in Ghana should now start accepting mobile money statements in place of bank statements. Because now people's mobile money account is more active than their traditional brick and mortar bank account.
West Africa Regional Director for CAT International, Apia Kusi Adumako. Now, former Chief Justice and Chairperson of the Ghana Association of Restructuring and Insolvency Advisors Trust Fund, Sufia Kufu, has advocated more practitioners in the area to help rescue companies undergoing insolvency challenges. Speaking at the third presidential fundraising dinner and awards night, Justice Kufu said the current economic challenges present an opportunity for practitioners in the area to turn the fortunes of struggling companies around.
The economic realities of these times bring the relevance of GARIA into very sharp focus. And tonight's event, themed Leveraging, Restructuring, and Business Rescue for Corporate Renewal, Turning Crisis into Opportunity, is a very pertinent theme. Much value has been eroded in the economy. Markets have lost their vitality, and the outlook appears uncertain. Though some businesses have been successful in adjusting to the new reality, many businesses now find themselves in financial distress. It is during such tumultuous times that insolvency practitioners have a unique opportunity to turn crisis into opportunity and growth.
Former Chief Justice and Chairperson of the Ghana Association of Restructuring and Insolvency Advisors Trust Fund, Sophia Kufu there. Now, Professor of Finance at the University of Ghana Business School, Joshua Indenaba Aboy, is calling for a more robust National Development Bank to drive growth across all sectors of the economy. He says there should be an increase in financing for the Development Bank and other agencies. Speaking to Joy Business, he urged banks to strengthen their regulations and tighten their risk assessment regimes to be able to withstand pressures from the market.
This is the time you need a development banks, especially National Development Bank, to be out there and providing the needed financing to drive growth. It's important that we stabilize the macro environment, but you also want to do that whilst keeping in mind the need to drive growth in very important sectors. And that is when we need development banks to be able to do that.
Professor Joshua Indenaba Aboy is a finance professor at the University of Ghana Business School. Now, on Investor Eye today, the Director General of the Securities and Exchange Commission, Reverend Daniel Ogbamitete, encourages the public to always call and visit websites of financial regulators to confirm if a company is licensed.
Advice to investors if they want to minimize harm is that number one, they need to find out whether the service provider, whoever is offering a product, is duly licensed. And investors can go to the website of the SEC and find out whether that entity is licensed. It's very simple. It's not complicated. Because the financial services area is regulated. So for anybody to offer you a product, that person must be authorized or licensed to do so. So that's the first thing you should check. Is that entity licensed? And we are available. You can call our toll-free line. Or you can visit our website.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.